Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is the final segment of the Power Hour today. Our guest is Dr. Sherry Rogers. Tomorrow, Jack Mudd will be joining you as the guest host. Let's go to John in Illinois. John in Illinois, what's your question for Dr. Sherry Rogers, please?
Okay, I got two of them. selenium, what type? It's organically, I got organically bound selenium yeast.
And that's fine. You'll find in this year's newsletter.
Sherry, I can't hear you.
Yes, I can.
Did we lose Sherry? Did we lose
no,
Dr. Rogers?
I'm right here.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Selenium is huge for so many things, for detoxification in the enzyme glutathione peroxidase. The average person needs about 200 micrograms per day of the chelated form. You'll find all the evidence in 2014 and 2015 Total Wellness Newsletter. You need it to make thyroid hormone. You need it to cause redifferentiation of cancer cells and to promote the cytokines, the chemicals that come out of the cell membrane that kill cancer cells. Our bodies are designed to do these things, but you can't do it if you don't have enough selenium. And most people with cancers don't have selenium. In fact, I've never seen a cancer patient's records where the oncologist even measured their intracellular or RBC selenium. So you're right.
It's got magnesium stearate in it, under other ingredients.
I know. Most nutrients nowadays will have mag stearate, as we said before with the previous caller, because it's the flow agent so that the nutrient does not get stuck in the machine that puts the powder in capsule form.
Okay.
So there's no way around it at this point in time.
Okay.
And
another one is a friend of mine has to go to, like, gets in the hospital for months for ammonia in the blood.
Ammonia in the blood is a serious problem, usually having to do with the kidneys and or the liver. And those people need that blood test seriously, the 12-page one that is in How to Cure Diabetes, and also in there is how to order your own, because ammonia in the blood then goes also to the brain and destroys it. And that shows that they're low in arginine, magnesium, et cetera, selenium, phosphatidylcholine, docosa, hexanoic acid, you name it. So many things. They need a precise assay.
He was a drinker.
Yeah, well, then he's lowered his nutrient levels even faster than the average person.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
thank you
very
much, John. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Jim in Michigan. I'm trying to get everybody in here. Jim in Michigan, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Rogers. Your question is?
Yeah, my question is, they're vaccinating these children right at birth. Dr. Rogers, can they even make antibodies at that age?
You're absolutely right. I know people whose babies were whisked away from them at birth, and the nurses came back and proudly announced that we just gave hepatitis. You have got to be insane for that. And they do not have, I was a pediatrician in 1970, and had a lot of experience in the neonatal, we call it NICU, intensive care unit. The immunizations in these young babies are counterproductive for some and actually cause problems, not only from the mercury preservative in it, et cetera. And, you know, it's a great controversial area now in medicine because you have both sides fighting. The a problem that's emerging now is also, in fact, it was just in the Journal of the American Medical Association this month, that when kids are in their preteens now, they don't even have levels of measles and mumps and diphtheria anymore because their immunity wore off from these childhood immunizations, or they got them too early. And
give
a newborn baby so many all at once, it's overload.
I'll tell you what, we've got a three-minute break. Dr. Rogers, can you stay with me for one more question? Poor Gary's been hanging on for forever.
Sure.
Can you stay on for one more question? Okay. All right, we'll be back, and then we're going to be joined with Gary Franchi again, and we'll and our guest, Patrick Wood. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Three-minute break.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to thank our guest, Mr. Wood, for hanging on for just a few minutes, because we want to give this one caller, Gary, a chance to get his questions answered. He's been hanging on so long. Gary, give us one question for Dr. Sherry Rogers. Go ahead, please, Gary, in Arizona. Okay, who do we have? Do we have one more caller? We got Ralph in Michigan, okay? Ralph, go ahead, please. You're on the air with Dr. Rogers.
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you. I heard Dr. Rogers talking about the thyroid. And last night I had...
Do you have a question for Dr. Rogers? Because we're taking up time.
I got a thyroid under my chin here, just swollen like the size of a golf ball. And I heard her talking about selenium on it, and that... Is there something I should worry about here?
Your voice has changed,
absolutely,
too, by the way.
You better get it checked out right away and find out what it is, because it could be not your thyroid, or it could be a thyroid tumor. If it's just a benign thyroid adenoma, sometimes something as simple as Lugol's, a liquid 2% solution of iodine, can cure it. But selenium, I mean, you need all those things. You need it checked out immediately.
I took iodine, and but it just happened within like 2 hours. It just, boom, there was.
Wow.
Yeah, but you ought to check it out.
Yeah, Gary, your voice has changed also.
It could be very
also.
Simple, and it could be very serious. So time is of the essence. You don't want it to metastasize if it is something like that.
Thank you very much, Gary. I mean, thank you very much.
Ralph.
We wish you the best, Ralph. Yeah. Please, please, please do get it checked out, because I do notice his voice has really changed a lot since I talked to him last. Dr. Sherry Rogers has been our guest this hour, and her newsletter is at PrestigePublishing.com. PrestigePublishing.com, or you can call her at 800-846-6687. That's the Total Wellness newsletter number, 800-846-6687. As always, awesome program. More information we can ever consume. So send it to your friends and relatives, ladies and gentlemen. Get the email blast today. Sign up for the email blast. And send it out to lots of people that you know. Excellent information. Thank you, Dr. Rogers, for joining us today.
Great. And let's make sure everybody makes themselves too smart to fail.
I like it. I like it. Talk to you soon. Thank you so very much. All right, Gary, I'm going to let you take it over.
All right. Great interview. I mean, I'm sitting here just soaking all this information.
Is she amazing?
I think that, I'm going to listen to the MP3 again. I'm going to give the MP3 to my wife so that we can listen to it together and take more notes, because it's important information.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the listeners at home are on the e-blast, too, because those MP3 links are included in the e-blast. Some
yes.
Very important information. So.
Excellent.
Moving forward, we've got Patrick Wood on the line, and if you don't know who Patrick Wood is, he is the editor of the August Forecast, the August Review. He's an author and lecturer. He's studied elite globalization policies since the late 1970s when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton. He co-wrote the book Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He is a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. He's an economist by education, a financial analyst and writer by profession, and an American constitutionalist by choice, and he also maintains a biblical worldview. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Nice talking to you again.
Awesome. It's always great to talk to you, Patrick. Every single time you enlighten me, I learn new things, and today we're going to teach people about your new book, Technocracy Rising, and the subtitle is The Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. It's a frightening concept to think what this is. We're going to get into that, but before we do, you've been tracking these guys for 30-plus years. What is your passion for hunting the Trilateral Commission? How come you're so dedicated to it?
I realize this has kind of been a lost leader for all these years in a way, because very few people have listened seriously over the years. But these people, in my estimation, are perpetrators of the greatest scam that the world has ever seen. And it's right under our nose. They're substantive people doing substantive things. They have influenced our nation and the course of our nation in incredible ways, and they've gotten no credit for it. And I'm not supporting them in any way, obviously, but these people deserve to have the spotlight shown on them, and America deserves to know who their detractors are. The older I get, the more pronounced I get on this. Maybe it's just that I don't care so much anymore. I don't know. But these people deserve the spotlight for the things that they've done to us. And that is my passion still.
So they deserve the spotlight. But you say, why do you say that? Are they hiding from it?
Well, it's not that they're, it's not exactly that they're hiding and nobody knows who they are. Their writings are in plain sight. Their activities are in plain sight. It's just that nobody has really covered them over these years. Nobody has analyzed and questioned their policies. And these people have no divine mandate to direct the course of America. Not at all. And yet they've had these influences, and they've been involved in the things that have have seriously hurt our nation over the last 40 years. And, you know, they should get credit where credit is due. These are the people that have done it to us.
Patrick,
and they're still doing it.
How did they seize this power? How did they receive it?
In 1973, when the Trilateral Commission was originally founded by Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller, they broadcast openly everywhere that they wanted to foster a new international economic order. My co-author Anthony Sutton and myself didn't exactly understand, in retrospect, what new meant, new international economic order. I now know it to be technocracy, but back then we didn't know that. But we knew something was underfoot when they stacked the deck in the Jimmy Carter administration. Both Carter and Mondale were members of this group. And they Carter proceeded to appoint one-third of the membership, of the U.S. membership, to top-level positions in his cabinet and the State Department. And this really concerned us because they only had, about 90 members from the United States that belonged to this elitist international organization that was sworn to create a new international economic order. So they started their domination of the executive branch in 1976, but they've never let go. They've continued their domination all these years, and they have used the executive branch to craft their new international economic order. And in historical retrospect, people always say, well, how did they do that? I don't believe that. Well, look, there have been 12 U.S. trade representatives who have been appointed since 1977. Nine of those 12 have been members of the Trilateral Commission, including Michael Froman, who is the current USTR, negotiating the disastrous and, in my opinion, the treasonous Trans-Pacific Partnership that's about to be presented to the Senate for a vote. And, you know, the World Bank has been dominated by members of the Trilateral Commission. The president appoints our president appoints the president of World Bank. There have been 8 World Bank presidents since 1976. 6 of those have been members of the Trilateral Commission. This is how they've done it to us. This is how they achieved the positions of influence in our economic policy, which, of course, drives globalization as well. And they have proceeded to implement policies that benefit them and that decidedly hurt America, like NAFTA, for instance, the North American Free Trade Agreement. It's been disastrous to America, even though it promised great benefits. There have been hundreds of thousands of jobs lost, industries lost, entire industries in some cases lost, that have been literally chased out of America because of NAFTA.
Well, you mentioned the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Specifically, how is that connected to the Trilateral Commission?
Well, the first thing you have to realize when you see the pattern of how these trade agreements are negotiated, you see that members of the Trilateral Commission keep popping up. For instance, Carla A. Hills is the undisputed architect of NAFTA. Everybody credits her as being the primary driver of NAFTA, the policies in NAFTA. We see Michael Froman, a member of the Trilateral Commission. Fast forward 20-plus years, here he is negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And it's being done in complete secrecy. Even Congress is not privy to what's going on in those secret negotiations, and yet Congress is constitutionally responsible for negotiating treaties with other countries. They've voluntarily given up that right to the president. It's foolish, I think. But their fingerprints are all over these disastrous trade policies.
So are these trade policies, are they drafted, massaged, birthed when the Trilateral Commission meets? I'm assuming they have meetings.
Absolutely. They have meetings every year, and they have regional meetings every year, quite frequently as well.
So when they get together, they forge talking points that eventually turn into these multinational, multi-governmental trade policies?
That's exactly right. Exactly.
All right, Patrick Wood, we're going to get back deeper into this. Technocracy Rising is his new book, The Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. You're listening to The Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi. We will be right back.
Joyce Riley from The Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi is your guest co-host today. That's me. And we're talking with Patrick Wood. He is the author of a hot new book that you need in your library right now, Technocracy Rising, The Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. a frightening reality about the world that we live, but also how we can help fix it so we do not have to be victims of such things. Patrick, welcome back to the show. I wanted to get into the history and the understanding of the technocratic era and the UN global climate change czar, Cristina Figueres. She recently said something really interesting. We covered it here, and she said that we need to reduce the global population. How does technocracy fit in with the UN climate change agenda? Patrick, are you there?
Yes, I am. It is the climate change agenda, not just part of it, not just a hint at it. It is spot on, the climate change agenda, and everything that surrounds it, including the United Nations green economy, concept of a green economy, including all of their propaganda on Agenda 21, sustainable development, including initiatives like smart grid, smart growth, public-private partnerships, many other things as well, Common Core education standards. All of these things are wrapped up in historic, in the concept of historic technocracy. It's been implemented, however, in the modern era. It's been implemented initially starting with members of the Trilateral Commission back in 1973, and their fingerprints have been all over it ever since. And we see the United Nations having picked up this mantra. Of course, some members of the Trilateral Commission have been very influential in the United Nations anyway. But Cristina Figueres is dedicated, and she is the number one climate change person at the United Nations. She's dedicated to destroying capitalism. See, this is a sea change event that's before us. It's not just some penny-ante little political squabble or some kind of a economic blip on the radar. There's a sea change in front of us that people are not getting a grip on. This is so urgently,
horrible. Let's take a look at this quote. She says here, "This is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least 150 years since the Industrial Revolution. That will not happen overnight, and it will not happen at a single conference on climate change. It is a process because of the depth of the transformation."
And there's that transformation word. That's one reason I subtitled my book, "The Trojan Horse of Global Transformation."
What do you mean by that?
Well, these people that are responsible for implementing technocracy today, they're transforming the entire society of the world. Politics, governance is being transformed. The economy is being transformed. Legal systems are being transformed. Religion is being transformed. Education is being transformed. How we manage and control energy is being transformed. This is a buzzword amongst the sustainable development crowd. We're transforming the world. And in this case, Cristina Figueres is saying capitalism is out and their green economy is in. And I've studied the green economy at the United Nations extensively. And it is exactly what technocracy modeled in the 1930s. And even though they didn't get any institutional support back in those days, when Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote his book in 1970 called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, he essentially redefined or resuscitated technocracy from the 1930s. And it was picked up as the policy of choice by David Rockefeller, as the two of them then went on to form the Trilateral Commission. And so we see this coming full circle to us today, till finally Figueres lets it out of the bag. And actually, I wrote that this was the only possible end of this policy. She finally let it out of the bag herself when she said she's going to replace, or the United Nations is going to transform the world and replace capitalism altogether. And Gary, the thing is, we cannot hardly conceive what a world without free enterprise would be like. But we need to get think about it, that they're going to do it.
Well, Patrick, we're going to get into that, too, and we're going to figure out what this green economy is all about on the flip side of this break. You're listening to The Power Hour. Our guest, Patrick Wood, the book Technocracy Rising. Don't open the door for that Trojan horse. We'll figure it out next.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi, your guest host. We're talking with Patrick Wood, the author of the new book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. And we're just giving you some of the background into the birth of technocracy, exposing the players behind it. And the current agenda right now is they're calling it the green economy. Patrick, define the green economy and why people should be concerned about it.
Well, the United Nations themselves defined what a green economy is. And the idea is to decouple resource usage from economic growth. That sounds like an oxymoron. I believe it is. I haven't, my background and my interest professionally has been economics for, gosh, decades now. And separating economic growth from resource usage just doesn't make any sense. But decisions are made in a green economy based on the environmental impact, not on the simple, economic constructs that we've known in the past. And They would say, for instance, that if something is in shortage, in their opinion at least, in the environment, maybe it's oil, maybe it's coal, whatever, but if something is in shortage, they would say, the green economy would say, well, it just simply isn't acceptable that you use that resource, therefore you'll have to just cut back your consumption and not use those things, not use those things as much, and it's too bad that, you know, people want those things, they just can't have them. So the requirement is, in a green economy, that you must modify your behavior. Right now, you modify your behavior through supply and demand. If you want something, you go out and buy it, and if enough people buy it, why, the manufacturer makes more, or if he can't make more, prices go up, and then, you know, demand gets paired. But in a green economy, decisions are made whether things are going to be allowed or not based on your consumption. And so that, you know, obviously would not result in very much economic growth, but they don't say that there's going to be economic growth going up. Economic growth can be defined in negative terms as well. When the president and when the United Nations says that that we're going to reduce our carbon emissions by 20% by 2025, if you really calculate what that means, it's going to put our practical economy back somewhere around the early 1900s. Are people ready for that? Do people understand that that's the policy that's being implemented? Well,
is this a destruction of the free market, Patrick?
Absolutely. It is. This is the sea change I'm talking about. When Christiana Figueres says she's going to replace the development model that's been around since the Industrial Revolution, this is capitalism. This is free enterprise. They're proposing to create an energy-based currency to supplant the currencies of the world that will throw out all the, you know, all the various paper currencies. They're all just paper anyway. And they'll replace it with an energy-based script or currency that will be used to buy and sell goods based on the energy that went in and produced them. A good example is like the shirt, if you're wearing a shirt right now, either the shirt you're wearing, theoretically you could figure out how much energy was used to make that shirt. You had tractors farming, and you had trucks, you had ships shipping it. You have sewing machines running to sew it, and when it gets to the store, whatever that inherent intrinsic value is in terms of energy, that's the price you pay for that shirt. It wouldn't be a supply issue of supply and demand. You just simply pay what, you know, the energy price that went into that shirt with your energy currency. And this has nothing to do with supply and demand whatsoever. And the government, or not the government, but the system of governance of technocracy would determine what goods and services should be made and produced and what you should be allowed to purchase with your allocation, if you will, of energy script.
Wow.
This is a nefarious proposition, Gary. And
wow.
People, you know, it's not even an armchair discussion anymore. After Figueres dropped this bomb in the open, in February, it shows me not only was I absolutely right in assessing this in the first place, but they have the influence and the power around the world since they're already driving sustainable development, and that's what this is. This is the green economy. Remember, development is an economic word, not a political word. It's an economic word, sustainable development. This is the green economy, and it's a scam. Because the people, you know, the balance of the ecology, the balance of, you know, production of raw materials, stuff like that, they're balancing it on our back. They're going to tell us what to do, rather than us having any right to self-determination. This is really crazy stuff, Gary.
So what percentage would you say has this program been implemented globally? You know, how much control does technocracy have on our society today?
It's huge. Every community in America today has been infiltrated and infected to some extent with principles of sustainable development. You find it in smart growth, you know, the smart growth land use policies. You find it in the smart grid implementation. That is these digital meters that are enabled with Wi-Fi going on the sides of your home. You find it in other countries around the world where sustainable development is literally the mantra that they chant. And the promise, of course, is they're going to lift the third world out of poverty. They're going to heal all diseases and stuff. And everybody goes nuts and says, hey, we want that. You know, give us more of the sustainable development stuff. And so it's been impressed through the auspices of the United Nations to countries all around the world. I was shocked to find out with the implementation of Smart Grid, for instance, that it's not just in America. It happened all over the world at the same time using stimulus money in 2009. And there are people on the world stage now creating a global smart grid, if you can believe that. The standards of communication are already in place. And their idea is to be able to control the whole planet's energy grid from one single location.
You mentioned Common Core earlier, mm-hmm. and I want to go back to that because we were talking about that today. There's a lot of pushback against Common Core, and to the point where children are being shamed in school if they don't participate in the test.
Yeah.
How does Common Core tie into the technocratic society?
Common Core is the education system for technocracy. This was specified in the 1930s even, and again, there wasn't any institutional support back then. The Rockefellers didn't give these people money. The Mellons, the Carnegies didn't give these people money back then. They were just scientists and engineers that developed this economic system. But it did get institutional support later. But back in the 1930s, it was specified just right down to the gnat's whisker on how the whole system would work. Education was a key service component. They call it a service function. And the idea was to create, and this is almost a direct quote, very close anyway, they were going to create a system of conditioning for students that outside of inherent ability that all the young people in the society, in the technate, should receive an education that is conditioning, not education, conditioning on a continental scale. And that's exactly what Common Core is today. It's brought to us by, not by government, not by educators, it's brought to us by NGOs that have no relationship to our government whatsoever. And Common Core is a system of conditioning. That's all it is. It's not education. It's conditioning students to have knee-jerk reactions. And everywhere you see Common Core, you will see them teaching sustainable development. It's in the documents itself. So wow. It's a propaganda machine to support and further the United Nations program for green economy and technocracy.
Just now, in your book, you bring up Nazi Germany. And you claim that they attempted to implement technocracy themselves. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, certainly, and they did. As soon as technocracy got going in a big way in the United States, it immediately jumped into Nazi Germany. Now, there was no structural association between America's technocracy and over there. However, the German counterpart reprinted all the articles. They translated and reprinted the technocracy articles from America, and they ran them in their own publication. But technocracy was very popular for a time in Nazi Germany. It ran afoul of Hitler at some point. Hitler said, you can't have that organization anymore. But he did that with lots of organizations. He didn't want any competition. But the technocrats continued to operate within Nazi Germany all throughout the war, all throughout the genocide, and so on.
Wait. Did you say that Adolf Hitler was against technocracy?
No, just the organization.
The organization of it?
He loved technology, and he loved the implementation of technology to achieve his ends. So he liked the benefits of technocracy. He just didn't like the organizational structure of technocracy because it was in competition with him. He was paranoid like that. He didn't want any competition whatsoever, nor did he ever want anybody to be able to, like, overthrow him. So he banned lots of organizations. But technocracy continued, and it's interesting that that American or North American technocracy was actually banned in Canada for a period of 2 years as being a subversive organization. I'm not sure that it truly was an organization, you know, a subversive organization, but Canada banned them. The U.S. did not. And one of the director of operations for technocracy in the 30s, as an aeronautical engineer that worked for a subsidiary of a German aircraft company, he was very sympathetic to Nazi Germany. And he was the one that suggested that they needed a paramilitary look, so they all dressed in gray suits with blue ties and, you know, a gray hat. And it looked very paramilitary. Even the women had their matching gray skirts and double-breasted, you know, coats and stuff. And it kind of, it looked a little bit like, you know, the SS. And people got a little nervous in America, and that's one reason they rejected technocracy, and by and large, by the end of, you know, the 1930s, America wasn't so happy with technocracy anymore. But, they definitely had an association, a visual appeal association with Nazi Germany. So, many Americans just kind of steered away from it at that point. So here we are.
From what I'm piecing together here and through my investigation, we can see that technocracy has tentacles in all these different facets of society. The World Bank, smart growth, smart grid, sustainable development, Common Core, the World Health Organization, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And it all stems from the council, the Trilateral Commission itself, which goes back to Brzezinski, Rockefeller, and even further. But what about the church? Has the church, evangelical Christianity, has it been infiltrated as well?
It really has. There was a summit in 2014. It was called the Interfaith Summit on Climate Change. This was. Can you imagine? The Interfaith Summit on Climate Change. I have to add that even the Pope has declared a couple of months ago that he's going to produce a major encyclical in June on climate change. And it's going to go out to all the bishops in the world. And, oh, brother, but here's what the World Council of the Church has said about the recent Interfaith Summit on Climate Change. You quote, "There has never been such a large amount of religious environmental activity in one location in the history of the world. This week will mark a watershed in the history of religion. It will be the time that people remember as the time when the world's faiths declared themselves irrevocably as green faiths," close quote. The major religious systems of the world have just gone nuts over climate change, sustainable development, you know, all the stuff that goes along with it. They're supporting it hook, line, and sinker. It's absolutely incredible.
So, Patrick, what is the specific and pure definition of the term technocracy?
Well, in a Webster's dictionary sense, it means rule by experts. In a proper noun sense, it means a replacement economic system for capitalism. That's how it was defined in the 1930s. It is a system of social engineering that views the entirety of society as one big machine, one big economic machine to be run by scientists and engineers. It also specifically repudiates capitalism. It repudiates the political system like what we have with congressmen and senators and so on making laws for our nation. And it simply wants society, demands that society turn the operation of society over to them to run according to their scientific method and their, you know, what they consider to be science. It's not really science in many cases at all, but, you know, they set themselves up kind of as a religious entity, if you will. Trust us. You know, we know what's best because we have the PhDs. But technocracy was a replacement economic system, pointedly, and it was to be based on energy rather than on money. That's the differentiator. It's not communism. It's not fascism. It's not socialism. It's not any of the isms.
It's a brand new animal that the world has never seen. It's a utopian system. And I will say, Gary, you remember the book Brave New World? We all kind of joke about it as a term of derision anymore. Wow, we live in a brave new world, don't we? Aldous Huxley wrote that book, Gary, in 1932 at the peak of technocracy thinking in America. And what people never, they don't connect the dot that Huxley was looking straight into the face of technocracy when he got inspired to write Brave New World. And he said, oh, this is going to result in a scientific dictatorship, isn't it? And that book scared the pants off of me in high school. I had to read it. I didn't know what it meant, but I didn't like it. Yeah. But, you know, here we are all these years later, almost 100 years later, and we're just now connecting the dots and what the heck happened to us here. How have we gotten in this horrible condition we're in today? But it's all around us.
Yeah, certainly it is all around us. And in the next segment of the program, I want to get into some of the solutions that we can employ, if there are. I mean, it sounds like this thing is so encompassing you can't escape it anywhere. I mean, when you think about the technology and the science behind it, my mind goes right to the NSA and the data collection and the harvesting of all this information on every single American. There's got to be a way that we can back out of this gracefully, I hope. If not, well, there's other alternatives. We'll be right back. We're talking with Patrick Wood, the author of Technocracy Rising, on the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in with Joyce Riley. We're talking about Technocracy Rising. Real quick reminder, free shipping at the Power Mall. That's right, free shipping if you purchase anything over $100 at the Power Mall. The number to call to take advantage of that is 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're talking to Patrick Wood. His book is available at the Power Mall. You need to get this in your library. So give us a call. That number again, 877-817-9829. Patrick, your book now, let's talk about solutions. It's very troubling when we look at all the different tentacles that we spoke of today and how technocracy has infiltrated its way. And in some places, like you mentioned, it's been banned. Canada banned it. So there are people fighting against it. How can we find a solution to this?
Well, yeah. Some would say that resistance is futile. That was the Borg. Gary, I think the national scene is lost at this point. And, you know, I personally believe that Congress is so thoroughly neutered at this point that there's no way that they can rein in the damage that's been done by the executive branch and the technocrats that are running it. It's going to be very difficult. But the local battle is a whole other issue. And I think people need to refocus their attention and their efforts on cleaning up their local communities and driving the ideology of technocracy and, you know, sustainable development, land use policies, general plans, all that kind of stuff, Agenda 21 type stuff. Drive the stuff out of their local communities. And if you can't persuade your local officials to see the light on this thing and to reject and repudiate this as being un-American, and just flat out destructive, then get rid of them. Just, you know, get them out of office, get them fired, whatever, and replace them with people who will go back to support the constitutional initiatives that we've had for the last 200 plus years. The local battles that are taking place today are extremely effective at sending a message up the food chain to people up higher. Common Core has had a lot of interaction with officials and stuff, and in many cases they've knocked Common Core back into the last century where it belongs. Same thing with smart meters. There's some intense smart meters out there, but I do believe one thing: we're in a battle to save our lives, literally, and to save our entire way of life. If we do not know who the enemy is, how can we possibly win a war? This is essential. People must recognize who the true enemy of our country is. And it's not just some politician somewhere or some group of politicians. It's not just some international company. It's these people in particular.
Patrick, thank you for joining us. I just got a note that the book is not available at the Power Mall, but technocracyrising.com is where you can get it. Patrick.
Thanks, Gary.
Riley, and thank you all for joining us, caring about your world, and thank you to Patrick Wood. Wow, what a researcher this man is. We're going to be back, I'll be back on Friday with Josh, and Jack Blood will be there tomorrow. You all have a blessed day, and we'll see you then. We love you at the Power Hour, and thank you for supporting the Power Mall.